You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of days ago, night before last, Gretchen and I sat and visited with her daughter, who's getting ready. She's about to be a high school graduate. And so the whole conversation became what to do next, try to go immediately off to school again somewhere else, get a job. We must have spent 20 minutes just talking about the whole work situation and getting a job. She's had a couple of jobs already before. And I don't know, it was an interesting conversation because now she's out of school mode in her head. Yeah. So that now she's thinking
bigger picture, real life.
Now she's thinking, I want money.
I got to get out of here. I got to move out.
Yes. So there's that. And it made me think about the jobs that kids take on when they're still kids. Now, I applied at the Piggly Wiggly when I was 15 and I got turned down.
Oh, man.
They would not hire me at Piggly Wiggly. Some of you don't know what that is. It's a grocery store chain, and they told me no. And a month later, I got my first job in radio. So I can thank Piggly Wiggly for telling me no, for me being on this morning show today, 40-something years later. Because the Piggly Wiggly said, get out of our store, kid.
You can't bag.
Yeah, what was your first job?
I was an engraver.
Oh, that's
right. I did engraving in the mall, so yeah.
You used to engrave, like, nasty things on people's trophies and everything?
Constantly. I put whatever they wanted, and then really teeny tiny fine print at the very bottom, I put a bad word.
So what are these kids in your neighborhood doing?
Yeah, it's funny that we're talking about this, because, yeah, we're going into the last couple weeks of school here, so this is all that's popping up on my Nextdoor app that I'm a part of, that a lot of people are a part of, and it's just, it's nothing but 14, 15, 16-year-olds looking for summer jobs, basically. We've got nannying and babysitting, a ton of dog walkers, a lot of kids looking for that, and then a ton of people looking for lawn mowing jobs. One just popped up this morning from this kid named, I'll just change his name, Jaden. He's starting to look for 20 to 30 clients this summer. $20 to mow your lawn. The prices go up, including if you want to add on weed whacking, edging, and bagging grass. Huh. So he's got a little upsell there. And I did enjoy the one person that replied to him because it made me instantly think of you, Dom. This person said, you sound like an upstanding young man with a good business plan and straightforward pricing and almost perfect grammar as well. Really? Did you have to put that in there?
Well, come on.
Leave the poor kid alone. So anyway, so yeah, I'm...
You know, if he got 30 clients a week at $20 plus extra for other things,
right?
He's looking at $2,400 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's if he did it full year, that'd be $30,000 a year,
right?
With his own little lawn mowing business.
Yeah, but say he does it for 3 months.
Sure,
he makes a nice little chunk of cash.
He could make more than $7,000.
Yeah. So, and it's funny. I'm kind of toying around with hiring one of these kids. Because I like my yard, I like taking care of it, but I'm getting to that point where it's like, I don't want to mow again.
Oh, it's so funny to watch you follow my path.
I know, I'm getting to that point, Dom.
Because when I used to live in Castle Rock, I had a lot of property that I mowed, and that was what did it for me. I finally said, I am never mowing another lawn as long as I live. Dude, that was 2005.
Yeah, and you haven't since.
I have not touched a lawnmower since 2005. Yeah. But I'll tell you why you'll never do it.
I still like it.
Here's why you won't do it.
Oh, I know why I won't do it.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you like the exercise or getting out in the sun. It is that you would stand there while this kid is doing that with your hands on your hips, and you'd be like, nah, the lines aren't right. No.
That's exactly
I like to go one line this direction.
I like the crisscross.
And then I want to crisscross this way.
Yeah.
It needs to look like center field at Coors Field.
I'd make this kid's life miserable because I would be standing out there, like, watching him and make sure he's doing it right. And I want him there, like, on a Thursday so I can enjoy my yard on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Let me ask you this.
I'd be super picky.
And let me ask you this. How bad are you going to feel if you have to fire a 14-year-old?
That's what I thought, too. What if he's not doing it correctly?
What are you going to do if you
sack? How do you fire a 16-year-old?
A teenager because you didn't do the lines on the lawn
right,
the way I want.
It's really not rocket science. I mean, mowing the lawn back and forth, back and forth. I mean, how do you fire somebody for that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I wonder if they could do like a test run or a trial mowing before I actually hire.
Well, you could hire them for one time.
Yeah.
Say, look, I'll give you $20 to do this one time.
Let's see what you got.
If you do it, and maybe you have a little, you know, chat with them first of all. Here's how I like mm-hmm. it. Can you do that?
Here's how I like my edging.
Right. Or maybe you could just hire him to do that stuff.
Maybe he would turn around and fire me.
I wouldn't blame him.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't take this anymore. I need to move on.
Michelle with 1L wrote to us on Facebook and said, "Hey, boys. My daughter spent last summer washing cars in the neighborhood. She took her own hose, her own bucket and soap and sponges and went door to door. She made about $200 a week and loved being outside. Some people hired her twice a week."
Hmm.
Now, that's not a bad idea.
That's not bad at all.
Just going around in some of these neighborhoods on a sunny day and saying,
"Hey, you got a dirty car.
I will wash your car for you."
You know what I've seen? excuse me. 2 weekends in a row, we've been out looking at open houses. And what I've noticed is a lot of the neighbor kids will go and set up little snack stands in front of whatever house is open.
Oh, yeah.
And you have built-in traffic for like 2 or 3 hours.
Brilliant.
And you just sell water and chips and all sorts of stuff.
Brilliant.
Isn't that great?
I think
how smart is that?
An adult, I would do that and sell
me
margaritas.
Too. Right. Shots, have little shooters lined up.
Here's Bailey on the phone. Good morning, Bailey. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So hey. What can you tell us?
I used to sit for paintings when I was about 13 years old.
You were a model
like
for painters?
A body model.
Yeah, it was just one painter who we had met. Do you know Ariana Richards, the little girl from Jurassic Park?
No, but
the blonde
that's
one.
Okay.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
okay.
about.
The little girl from Jurassic Park, Prancer. So her grandmother, my parents used to run a hospice house, and her grandmother lived with us, and she grew up to be a painter, and she used to paint me.
I'll be
that's
darn.
That's pretty cool. Do you have any of the paintings still?
I do. Well, no, I don't have it, but I have a copy of it. She actually sold it. There's one. It's called The Lantern.
My goodness.
How much did you go for?
Yeah.
It was about $2,000, I think.
Not bad.
Wow. What did you get paid for sitting for that stuff?
So I would sit for about an hour or two, and I would get about $20 to $30 every sitting, and I did about 15, 20 times.
Well, that's fantastic.
All you have to do is sit there.
That's great.
Right. Exactly.
I'm going to look up that painting. We want to see you. Hey, how old are you today, Bailey?
I am 27.
All right. That's very cool. Thanks for calling our show, okay?
Yes, thank you.
That's an unusual one right there.
Not bad.
That's unusual. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Hi.
What's the summer job?
Well, it was my job when I was a teenager, my very first one. I'm in my 40s now. So when I lived in Boulder, we were junior rangers. We built nature trails.
Yeah.
We started the nature trails at the foot, and then we'd go to the top and work down sometimes.
You know what?
It's great exercise.
I like this for parents who've got kids who are kind of slugs and won't get off their butts.
Mm-hmm.
Sign them up for
that.
There
was a few there.
Yeah.
Man.
There was a few there.
That's really cool.
It was so much fun.
Sarah?
And it started at 3:15 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Big money.
Sarah, go have a great day. Thank you for being on our show.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
See, I like that idea.
I
get the kids
too.
Out of the house, get them moving.
Do something good.
Here's Brock. We went from someone who sat for an hour to someone who was hiking
just
up and down
working
trails.
Working their butts off. Yeah.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're so good. What's the summer job?
Well, speaking of slugs who wouldn't get off their butts, I pitched watermelons when I was in high school.
You picked watermelons?
Yeah, pitched watermelons.
Pitched. What does pitched watermelons mean?
Well, to get the watermelons out of the field to your store, someone has to go out into the fields and find the right ones and get them from the field to the truck. So we would line up about 15 guys in the field, and someone would pick it, and then you would just do an assembly line.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of
you just
swung the
back and forth.
Watermelon to another guy you had to catch and then pivot and then swing it over to somebody else?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. And it was the greatest job because we got about $50 per diesel truck. that we filled up. So we would work really hard and try and get about four diesel trucks filled up a day. So
and
that's about $200 cash a day, and it
wow.
kept me in shape and gave me a tan.
Yeah, so I was going to say you probably had killer abs doing that too. Watermelon abs.
Great core workout.
Yeah.
And did as a perk, did they let you take a watermelon home every day too?
Ooh.
Oh, absolutely. I got so tired of watermelon when I was at
it. That's another unique one.
A great one, man.
Brock, thanks for being on the show, man. Drive carefully today. And time for one more. It's Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Just chilling.
Hanging out, doing a morning radio show. What do you know about a summer job for a kid?
Well, my 13-year-old son's cutting grass, and I was telling Shannon that he's got about $9,000 on the books through the cutting season. I've got to do a lot of the cutting while he's in school, and then when summer's over and he's back in school, I'm going to be cutting grass after work.
Now wait a minute.
Do you take a cut? literally, like a cut of his money?
He's giving me some, but he's also paying for some of his sports. He plays competitive basketball, and he's saving for after high school. He wants to go on a big road trip. And
dude, so he's made $9,000.
No, but here's what I want to ask you, because you say he's got it on the book. So in other words, this is for grass he hasn't cut yet. He has just booked the work for this summer, and it adds up to $9,000?
Yeah, when you look at all our clients, all his clients, and you extrapolate it out through the cutting season.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Some little landscape stuff. He spread mulch. He did some mulch jobs for people. And
wow.
So, yeah, he's on track for about $9,000, and that, if he wants to, he can do some leaf raking and make some more money doing that. So,
how old is he?
He's 13. He'll be 14. He's going to be a freshman in high school next
year.
Wow. That's impressive.
He'll be able to buy his own car here
soon.
Kid
his age.
Ron, thank you for the
call. Thanks, Ron.
And thank you for raising a young man like that.
I have my afternoons open. I need to start doing this. Man. Make some extra cash.
Every year when we do this show, when we do this particular segment, we hear back from people later who are like, oh my God, this really opened my eyes about what my kids should be doing this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Is sitting around like
slugs.
Bumps on a log.
They're on their iPads.
Yeah.
Get them out.